You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hoofit. Head. And Hotbox.
Hello and thank you everyone for joining us for episode 22 of The Training Dummies. This is recorded on November 29th, 2012, only a month away from the end of the world. I am Taylor, my main is a guardian tank, named Hoofit, and with me as always tonight is Daryl and his Resto Shaman Hend and Roadpox, along with his special moves like Finger of Death Grip. We've got a few listener questions and Twitter comments and stuff, but before we get into that, let's figure out what we've all been doing this week. So, Rob, let's kick it off. What have you been doing?
Dude, Touch of Death is the stinking coolest move in the game by far, and I love it. That is amazing for questing and dungeons and everything. So, yeah, I'll hand out some Finger of Death Grips for sure. If you guys don't know what that is, it's a monk-specific move, and you can use it in all three specs, and it's basically a one-shot move. If any mob is equal to your health or less, you can use that Touch of Death on them, and it kills them instantly. So it's got me out of some jams, and it kind of messes with the meters a little bit, too. As a healer, I'll run in there, and I'll use that at the last second, and it'll shoot me up to above the DPS a lot of times, so that's kind of fun. But I got my Shaw touched weapon this week. I forget who dropped it, one of the guys in Terrace.
I was about to ask you who's touching your Shaw. You got your Shaw touched.
Shaw touched weapon. Oh. I was really excited, and then I looked at it, and it's like a staff with no spirit on it. So I was kind of a little disappointed, and then I was like, well, you know what, I'll just start using it. I've got like 7 of the sigils of wisdom and 4 or 5 of the other power or whatever they are, so I'm getting there. I don't know what the quest line is going to entail once you actually get those, if it'll just give you the gem or not, but we're getting there. It's pretty cool. I am completely ran after running some LFR this week. I have no idea what's going on with monk heals. I'm still absolutely loving it, but it's changed enough to where I feel like I have no clue what's going on, and there's a lot of different things that I can do, and I kind of just need to figure it out, and I'd like to get into one of our normal mode raids and see how that all plays out now. But it's still been really fun playing with some alts, still paying attention to my main, you know, kind of the same old. I'm not really super enamored with 5.1, but you know, it's good stuff. I'm glad they made some really cool changes. So, I know we'll get into that here in a little bit. So, Hend, what have you been up to, man?
What have I been up to? I don't even remember anymore. Last night I hit Exalted with Cloud Serpents. So that was nice.
Yeah.
Yes. So the first ones I got Exalted with are, of course, Tillers, Anglers, and the Cloud Serpents, because I have my priorities straight. Let's see here, what else? That's about it. You know, I've done all the raids, all the LFRs now. I completed those on Saturday, I think. My wife and I got through the last of the ones. And then I did the reset happened, I did a couple more. So I think I did part one of Heart of Fear this week so far, and did the Terrace with Taylor on Tuesday. I didn't get any drops, but I think he got a couple from that run. You know, and doing my dailies for my jewel crafting, I think I'm down to 9 of the blue quality gems left to learn. So, you know, I'm using my Tiller's Garden or my farm at the Tiller's to foam strictly Motes of Harmony, and using those whenever I get to 3 spirits worth, I'm using those to learn the jewel crafting gems, and then of course my daily on that. So I should have it in 5 days. I'm hoping to be done all of those. Oh yes.
Yeah, I gave up because half the patterns I was learning was just stuff I didn't care about, and so well, I went in and looked, and it was like I've got all the ones that I want. I don't even care. I'm like wasting my time with this.
Yeah, and the one other big thing on the Blizzard's 8th anniversary was officially on Friday, the 23rd. So that means Hend was officially 8 years old on Friday. So for his birthday, I crafted him the Ruby and Sapphire Panthers. And those are awesome. They both match my red and blue sets, and I love it. I love it. I'm riding those everywhere. They're fantastic.
Yeah, that's super cool.
And it looks really good, too, because that's, as we know, the most important thing is looking good. Taylor, what have you been up to?
Oh, man, I don't know how to follow that one.
Exactly.
Well, so, yeah, you mentioned that we did Looking for Raid, and I was behind last week. I know that Rob and some other folks were wanting to do Heart of Fear, or no, Terrace of Endless Spring, and I hadn't even gotten through Heart of Fear yet. I just hadn't had the time. I had the item levels. I hadn't completed them. Prior to that, I couldn't get into a Looking for Raid that could beat the third boss in the first half of Heart of Fear. So I was kind of unlucky on that. But at the beginning of last week, or maybe towards the end over the weekend, I can't remember, I finally said, okay, I'm going to try to get in some Looking for Raids and see if I can't get to the end of that and at least unlock Heart of Fear, or damn it, Terrace of Endless Spring. And so I finally did, and I didn't get anything at all, on anything last week from Shaw or any of every single one of the raids with Hoofit. And this week, that kind of unlucky drop sort of paid off. Little funny story real quick before I tell you what I got. I think it was it just three of us? It was myself, Hend, and Talk. One of our guys. Yeah. There might have been a fourth person, or was it just us three?
I think it was just us three.
Okay.
Yeah. I think so.
Like, oh yeah, let's go do us. I said, I've got time for one looking for raid tonight. I really want to do the second half of Heart of Fear because it's got three of the four bosses have something that I would really like. At least one thing. Some of them have two things or three things that I would really like. So that's my highest priority, is to do that one, and then I would go back if anybody else wants, not that it matters, not like you can roll on gear for anybody anymore or anything like that, but, you know, just to hang out, I'll go back and do the other ones as needed, and, you know, if I get lucky, cool, if not, no worries, but, you know, it was getting late, and I was like, man, I really don't have a lot of time, I just kind of want to fly through this, you know, so let's queue up and let's get this over with. And we queue up, and we're sitting in there, and I'm sitting in my cat spec, because that's what I do usually when I do Looking for Raid, is I, especially if I hadn't been there before or anything, just go cat, and, you know, it's an easy ride out. And, because I'm telling you, man, tanking, you get a lot of focus on you from 23 other people. When you're tanking, you're expected to know everything of every single facet of the entire thing, and if you don't know even one thing, you are a WTF noob, F and this and that. And well, I saw some of that, because even though I was in my cat spec when we queued up, we queued up and I was a tank, and we're sitting there, I didn't know this, we're sitting there, and I'm in cat form, I'm waiting, and I think Hen said to me, he's like, what, yeah. you're the tank, and I'm like, no, I'm not, he's like, no, you're the tank, and you're the raid leader, and I'm like, what, how did I get raid leader? It's like, oh every my tank. God, I forgot to switch when I queued, oh no. So, right off the bat, I said to the raid, I'm like, look, I have not tanked this at all. So, if you got any tips, let me know. And I whispered the other tank, and I'm like, hey man, if there's a tank swap, you let me know. If there's something I have to do, if you know, just tell me. The other tank was pretty cool about it, and there was one DPS. It was a rogue in the raid that was actually giving out some pretty helpful stuff. But there was a DK and a shaman, not Hend. I know he wouldn't do that to me. not to my face, but this DK and Shaman were just saying the worst of I mean, it was just, it was kind of, I was kind of wondering if a certain person in our guild had a DK alt in that raid, with all the swearing I was getting for being a noob tank. But the funny thing was, is we wiped on the first boss in the second half, but it wasn't anything I did. Some random person just shouted out a kill order of the three bosses. Was it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was the other tank who suggested the kill order that got us killed.
Okay.
And then that rogue you mentioned said, man, no, you need to do it this way when we went back in.
Oh, yeah. And when we went back in, man, it was smooth. Yeah.
Yeah, it was. It was really good.
Yeah, the first time went horrible, man. It was like, well, it was fine until there was only one left, and it was like, bam, 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 we're all dead. So, the second boss, the third boss, they went super cake, super easy, super smooth. Then we get to the third boss, and, you know, I ask in raid, any tips? And nobody said a word. Nobody said a word. Except the other tank whispered me and said, we're going to be getting turns, the boss is going to teleport us to one side or the other side, and we're just going to take turns. And I'm like, well, what do I do when I get teleported? He's like, oh, you'll see when you get there. And that's all he said. And so I'm just like, okay. You know, I didn't know anything about the yellow light thing. I didn't know anything about the monk orbs from the NPC that you fight when you get teleported. So I am not standing in the poo on the ground, which apparently this is poo you're supposed to stand in as a tank. And when I get teleported, this NPC is throwing out these dark, gray, smoky-colored orbs, and I'm like, oh, well, I know, you know, in my raid, if I've got a healer monk, he's spitting out a bunch of green orbs, and those heal me, so these dark, gray, smoky, evil orbs must hurt me. They're all Shaw-looking. So I'm avoiding every single one. I'm, like, dodging them. I see him shoot out. I'm like, move out of the way. Get out of the way. I'm like, yeah, yeah, look at me, man. I'm not even touching a single one of these suckers. That didn't work out too well. So, you know, we wiped once there, and that one was kind of my fault because I didn't know that where I, that one was, you know, probably most of my fault, except the other tank died first, so I'm gonna blame him.
Well, yeah, see, like, I got teleported with him, and before I even landed, like, he was dead. I don't know what happened when he got teleported over there. Like, I was the healer that got sent with him.
Sounds like bad heals to me.
Yeah, he was dead before I could even do anything. Like, I don't know what happened. Probably because you weren't standing in the right spot. It
no.
killed him. There That's my guess.
Ah, uh-huh. Okay.
Busted.
So, yeah, anyway. So, yeah, of course, the Shaman and the DK were still there, and it was FDF, FF, bomb, this and that, and dumb effing noobs, and I was just like, my goodness. You know, this is one wipe. And it's not, it wasn't even that bad. I mean, we actually got him down to like 40% or 30, I don't know. It was pretty low for screwing up as bad as we screwed it up. We got him down pretty far.
Yeah, and having him tank for most of the fight too.
Yeah, most. It was only like for half of the fight that lasted. Anyway, so after that, you know, the rogue that was being helpful, once again, he didn't lose his head or say anything bad. He just said, okay, so tanks, stand, both of you stand in the thing on the ground. He's not going to teleport both of you, so just both stand there, and he'll pick one, and then you'll alternate from there on out. DPS, kill the adds, and then kill the boss. If you get ported over, kill the thing and grab the orbs, because it helps your resource generation. And I'm like, oh! Well, that's nice, because now I can just infinitely frenzied regen and keep on healing myself if somebody's occupied or whatever. And it wasn't even remotely difficult at that point, and it was just a clean kill. And I whispered the rogue later, and I'm like, hey man, I did ask, so, you know, before we started the first fight, but nobody answered, so I just kind of, you know, didn't want to stand in the poo and avoided the other poo, and apparently I'm supposed to stand in all of that. And he's like, ah, that's cool, that's cool. But man, people need to chill out. It was not even a bad, I mean, it wasn't even like a, you know, an over and over thing. It was like one mistake, and it was corrected immediately, and it was perfect after that. That's that's progress. That's good. And then this DK and this Shaman were just, oh, I could use expletives, but it's just like, man, these guys need to chill out. It's not that big a deal. And just shut up. Yeah, talk to your screen. You don't need to blurt out every thing in the chat. I'm actually kind of surprised that there was no neither of those guys actually said anything like kick these tanks or anything like that. They never said anything like that. They just felt like they had to say a bunch of bad words and noob it up a little bit. But what's kind of funny though, what I thought was pretty funny was as much as these guys were calling us noob tanks and everything. Well, not the other tank. He was pretty low. But I was number 9 or 10 on the DPS tank and on the last boss. And the two guys that were running their mouths were just a breath above the healers in DPS, it seemed like. So they can suck it.
The loudest ones, man.
Oh, man. What is the problem? Yeah. Yeah, the rogue that was giving everybody advice, I think he was the top DPS. And he never lost his cool once. Pretty solid about it. So I appreciate that. I really wish I would have remembered his name. I think it started with an O, but it wasn't on our server,
It did, but I don't remember what it is. You're right. It did start with an O.
An O-hole.
If you're a rogue whose name starts with an O, you're all right.
Yes. it doesn't matter which rogue. You're all okay. That's fine. So anyway, what I ended up getting from these bosses... was my 4-piece bonus. I got one.
That's crazy.
I got
you went from nothing to 4-piece, huh?
Well, no. I had 1-piece from Shaw, and that was from a few weeks ago. And then just bam, 4-piece bonus. So that was pretty happy. And
do you like your set bonuses?
The 2-piece is kind of eh. The 4-piece is decent. This is another point I'm going to touch on after we cover some of these questions, but don't expect this gear to be super awesome. You know, whenever we came out of Cataclysm, we're at the last tier of raiding or, you know, whatever it might have been that you were doing, and you've got gear from raids that have the most optimal possible stats that are for your class, and it has set bonuses that are super, super cool. Well... If they made the beginning tier stuff super awesome, what are they going to give you towards the end of the expansion? So, maybe towards the end, 5-3 or 4 or whatever Mists ends up ending on, expect some pretty cool bonuses then. But right now, I mean, the bonuses are useful, but, they're not going to save the world or anything. Like, man, I tell you what, I really missed going from Cata to Mists. I really missed my frenzied regeneration affecting the whole raid. That was pretty nice.
Yeah.
So,
yep.
So, like I said, don't be too disappointed with what you have now. Like, oh, Blizzard doesn't care about my class or my role or whatever. It's because if they did everything super awesome now, then they would have to one-up it even more by the end game. And then what are they going to do for the next expansion? Then it's just going to get just so crazy. It's going to be weird. So I'll touch on that later when we address something I wanted to bring up. But for now, I did some more stuff in game 2, and I can't remember what the heck it was. I know that I only have one more... I've only got one more faction left to get exalted on before I can get my kite, and that is Shadowpan. And holy moly, I love those rep things and the commendations. Doing Shadowpan is like anglers times 2 or 3, because anglers would give you 550. Well, I'm sure it gives you a heck of a lot more now, but if it is 100%, you're getting like 1,000 rep a pop or 1,000 or 100 or something like that if you're doing.
Yep, it is. I was questioning that, is in nuts. That zone. Talon Long, right before we were playing, I was questing on an alt in there, and I'm not even halfway through Talon Long, and I'm like probably halfway through Honored right now on that tune, and at level 88 or whatever it is.
Well, I remember really liking the Angler's Dailies because there was only three. They were $5.50 a piece. They were dailies that it was kind of silly not to do them because they, unless you got one of two unlucky ones, which required random drops from fishing, all the other ones were so quickly completable, it was silly not to do them. And it was 550 rep. I mean, you could fart at the Anglers and you're exalted. So it was, now the Shadow Pans, they with the commendation, are giving as much rep as the Anglers, yet there's more dailies to do with the Shadow Pans. So if I just said, you know what, I hate these particular quests, but these three, you know, they're pretty quick and easy. You can finish out Shadow Pan as fast as you finished out Anglers just by doing three quests. And if you do actually do every single daily every day, it's going to bust out so fast. It's going to be ridiculous. I'm really liking those
Shadow Pan ones, though. Especially on the island where you could use the portal and get over there. Those are all really quick and easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are just annoying, though.
And if you haven't finished the zone, then just quest in the zone, because you're getting double rep just from questing over there, too. So you could do that the Dread Waste and Town Long. So.
Well, all right. Let's go through. We got some responses from last episode. Why don't you kick it off, Hend, and start off the couple of tweets we got.
All right. Well, the first one here is from Trimble IRL. And on our last episode, we had Ro, and he was talking about his Chaos Bolts doing some huge crits. What Trimble says is, I don't usually like Destro locks. However, I did this a while back. My gear is better now, and in the tweet, he linked a picture of his recount. One of his crits was for 1,174,416 damage and one crit, like one Chaos Bolt.
That is support that.
Insane. That is insane.
It's pretty damage. Awesome, man.
What? Oh, like, man, I wish I could see what fight that was for. That's amazing.
No, it was just crazy. But wow. That's all I can say is wow.
Yeah. Hats off to you, my friend. That is... I wish my, my mangle hit for that much. That'd be pretty cool.
Heck
one
yeah,
mega, 1.1 mega damage right there. That's what I want.
Right. Nice.
Trimble also wrote us in and said, as far as I know, Chris Messon said it's pronounced August, like the month. And he's, of course, referring to our Celestials conversation about a listener that said it's August Celestials. And we decided here at the Training Dummies, we're just going to call them the Celestials. We don't care.
A. Celestials, yep.
Oh, Lignar's. Celestials A.
Lignar also responded. He said, nitpicking a listener's nitpick on episode 21, Metzen said on Twitter, it's August. It's pronounced like the month. So we got a couple of people backing that up a little bit here.
I'll have to look that up to see if Chris Metzen actually wrote that. It is August like the month, not... That would be interesting. Because I have actually heard that he said it somewhere verbally. I didn't know he had actually written it as well.
It says on Twitter, I guess. Yeah, we'll have to look through his Twitter feed. All right.
Or we can trust Lignar.
We will. We will trust him. We also have a... we're just throwing and seeing if anyone had any questions. We got one from Yanksy, and he says... asked if we could talk about some buff tracking add-ons that we use. I don't use much at the moment. I have one installed here that I'll let Hoofit talk about because I don't have it, or I'm not using it yet anyway, as I should.
All right. What Hend is referring to is weak auras. Whenever mists hit, I think power auras finally got abandoned. That's what I used to use. And I think I would actually still prefer it, mostly because I had so many years of experience with it. Assuming I wasn't tired or drunk, I could pretty much make any aura I wanted. our guildie Avi can attest to that. When I'm trying to help her do something, it was like super late, and I'm like, oh, I just gotta do this, and you just do this and it works. And she's like, okay, that makes sense, so how do I do that? And I'm like, I don't know. And then she showed me how to do it. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, that's how you do it. Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, when I get tired, I may as well be drunk. So I call it drunk tired. Weak auras is essentially the same thing in that it does basically what power auras could do. It can do quite a bit more now that I've seen some of the weird stuff that you can do with it, because you can actually put code in it and have it call additional things to it. So you can I would almost say that you could, it's like an add-on that you can almost write another add-on in with it. An example was, I was curious on my warrior while I was tanking. Before I get into that, so basically what weak auras does, the simple version of it, is when you get a buff, you can have an aura that says, hey, you've got a buff, and you can choose a graphic, a location, you could make it spinny or not spinny, and have a timer on it. It just basically enhances and personalizes a buff that you have. You could line them up horizontally, vertically along your character, make them go in a circle around your character, or however you want. I mean, you can. It's extremely, extremely customizable. And that's why those are so nice, because, I mean, you can make something that you relate to that makes you say, yes, that is the ability. I chose that ability. I chose that icon for that ability, so I know exactly what it is and all that stuff. So it puts a lot of personality into your buff tracking. Into your buff tracking. Jeez. I spent too much time in Pandaria. So you can also do other stuff. You can have it track when you don't have a buff. So this is where it starts getting a little more advanced. You know, when do I not have this, or when do I have it, and when I have it and it is also not on cooldown? Or, I mean, you can put all these extra rules in it that is out above and beyond like the default game auras. I'm sure they're turned on automatically the first time you ever did it, or when they introduced it. So, like, let's say a mage, you get pyroblasts, and you get these giant fireball-looking things on either side of your character. Or if you're a warrior and you get shield slam proc, you know, you get shields on either side of your character. You know, those are super, super, super simple versions of what you can do with weak auras. The additional things that you can do is, you know, you can put when something is available. For example, on my warrior, I like it to always tell me when revenge is available. And I know I could be looking at my bars 100% of the time if I wanted to and know, but instead I just chose an icon that looks similar to the revenge icon. So whether, you know, when you use it, it goes on cooldown, but your parries and your dodges can proc it to remove the cooldown and have it ready again. So, you know, I've got this little kind of eye looking at me thing. Every time I get revenge, it just flashes on my screen and I know it's ready, and I can just pop it right again without having to look and glance if it's ready. So you can do that when you have a buff, or when an ability isn't available, or when a cooldown is ready, or while your cooldown is currently active. You can do so much stuff with it. You could use it to track combo points. Like, maybe you don't want to track every single combo point, like 1, 2, or 3, but maybe you want to know when you have 4 combo points or 5 combo points. So you can set up auras that set an alert at 4 combo points or 5 combo points. I know I'm using, that's kind of a, maybe I shouldn't be using that, but the priests have something similar. I can't remember what it is, but, you know, they have a resource that they build up. You could probably do the same thing with warlocks, it's not shards anymore, is it? No, we just had a dang warlock on, and now I can't remember already. I forgot.
That's why we had a warlock on.
Yeah. Disclaimer.
Burning embers or something.
Okay, I'm just gonna slowly back away from the warlock comment, so you know,
just
nobody's
call it a
send your hate mails.
You can
to Rob. He's
resources.
Nicer than me. So
send them on over. We'll read them on the show.
Anyway, so you can track all these things. You can track when you have a certain amount of rage or runic power. You know, maybe you want to be alerted when you have 60 or more runic power. Or maybe you want another different alert when you're capped on your runic power or your rage. So maybe you want to know, like, I want to know if I have at least 60 rage or runic power or something. But I really want to know if I have, if I'm capped out. So if you're at 100 or 120 for a warrior, or if you're at 100, and, what is it, 130 for Death Knights, if you're a certain spec.
Yeah, you could spec into that extra a little bit.
Yeah. So you could have one to show you when you have a minimum amount, and then, you know, for an example, you could choose the same icon, but flashing if you're capped on that resource, so you can know, crap, I better stop pooling this and use it, and, you know, burn a little of it off. So yeah, I mean, you can do so much more with these buff tracking add-ons like these than you can with the default or just by looking at things, because you can keep a lot of information in a very singular place. Now, there's other buff tracking add-ons. Oh, man. It just escaped me. Several people have mentioned it before, where it's basically like a... it puts like
when.
A bunch of...
Tell me when, yeah.
No, not that one. I'll get to that one, too, in a second. There's another one that... dang it. It was basically a bunch of timer bars for your buffs. And I'm not a fan of that because all of the timer bars look almost identical except for one icon, and they just kind of count down. I prefer to use, it might work for you, and that's fine. That's why add-ons are so great, because you can always choose something that works specifically for you. But when every buff that you get has the exact same timer bar, and the only thing different is maybe an icon on the bar, you know, and of course it'll have text, but I don't want to read this stuff. I just want something that I know, at a glance, I know exactly what it is, and I can use it. For me, Weak Auras is way better, because I chose this to represent this ability, and in my brain it makes perfect sense. Why would it be any other icon, you know? And on Rob's character, he might be saying, well, I chose this icon for this ability. Why would you choose any other icon than that? But it doesn't matter, because for him, it makes perfect sense. Whereas the timer bars, it's a timer bar for me or for Rob or for Hend, no matter which one of us is using it. So we're all forced to read one icon for something that may not make sense for all three of us. Whereas if we're choosing our own auras, what they look like and how they act and where they're positioned, it's personalized, so it benefits us personally. Okay, so tell me when. Sorry, I just, you know, I had Sounds I wrote personal. All that out, FYI. That's all in the show notes, every single word of it. just kidding. I've only got two words written for there. Oh, man.
He's got it's in his personalized notes that are just
right.
For him.
It's in my Kindle.
Because he likes his notes the way that he likes them, so he can customize them his own way.
It's in my Lotus Notes aura. So,
oh, jeez.
I hate Lotus Notes, just for the record. Anyway, tell me when. This is also, again, it's useful. It's useful in the sense to me that it's as about as useful as the timer or buff bar add-ons. But it's a little bit more forgiving than just straight buff bar add-ons. You can have it show you when you have something or when something has become available, even if you don't have it on you yet. So there are some options you can do with it. I would say that's definitely a step up from like a timer bar buff add-on. Just for the sense that you can still customize it enough without having to really spend a lot of time with it. Tell me auras, or tell me when. Tell me auras. Jeez. Tell me when. I would say is probably a good in between. One thing that's really super cool about Weak Auras, if you didn't know, maybe you see a screenshot of mine and you say, dude, I see you've got these auras set up on your screen, or I saw a video and you've got these things set up and I really like how it looks. how do I set mine up like that? And I would say, well, if you're using WeakOras, you're in luck. All I have to do is hit this button that says export, and it spits out a bunch of stuff at me that I can copy, and I'll paste it somewhere, a forum or a blog or whatever. And then you can say, okay, I will take that code, and I will go to my import in my WeakOras and paste it right in there. You don't even have to do anything. And instantly, your auras are set up exactly like mine are. So there's some really cool things you can do. You know, you can have, if you've got one aura master in your guild that just loves making auras and has every class, and, you know, he can just say, well, let me give you mine. And then what you can do from that point is you basically, at that point, you've got a base. Not a Rob base, but he came to get down.
I'm going to rock right now.
So, maybe you've got a... So yeah,
I'm not
like Rob.
No.
But I'm known to rock the microphone. Oh my god!
We can't start this. This happened in Guild Chat like a year ago, and it went on for like 3 hours. Okay,
I actually did this with Affinity's auras. Since he heals on several classes, if you go into his stream or talk to him, he will send you his auras for any of his that he has set up, and I'm using his monk weak auras, and I'm in love with them. They are the greatest, very intuitive. They look great. They're, you know, all kinds of funny little animations and cool stuff, but it's helped me out tremendously.
Well, and this is the other good thing is, maybe you want most of what somebody has, so you could import their whole getup.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, if you're like, you know what, I really wish this was on the right side instead of the left, everything's already set up. All you have to do is, you know, you can fine tune it from that point on, you know, if you want to. So, I mean, it works really good. So I really like that. And lastly, I think the last buff tracking add-on that I like, and I get a lot of heat for this from, I don't know, probably listeners, because no one else knows because they can't see my screen. I like to use inline auras. And
didn't Hen tell you about that one?
Oh yeah, I forgot. Hen invented
weak auras too.
Yeah, Hen invented weak auras, even though he doesn't have any and doesn't know how to use it. He still invented it though, so it's
exactly.
Okay.
You know it.
He's like, hey, check out this cool thing. You could figure out how to use it. You know, I just make the stuff.
I love inline auras. It's one of my favorites to this day. Any class out of the box, it is super efficient.
Right. So, okay, that's one of the points that I absolutely love inline auras. Out of the box, this will work with almost anything. And I will use a rogue as one of the more complicated examples. So let's say you've got two abilities. You've got an ability that generates combo points, and you've got an ability that consumes combo points. I'm not going to go into all of every type of example, but I'm just going to use these two as an example. So, every time you use your ability that generates a combo point, you see a small number on the spell button that consumes combo points for how many combo points you've built up. So if I've used the generating ability 3 times, on the consuming ability, it's got a little number 3 in the left-hand corner. When I use that consuming ability to burn the combo points, the little 3 will go away, and on the right side of the icon, a number will count down. So let's say it's a bleed that lasts for 15 seconds. So it'll start counting down from 15 to 0. Now, if I start building up more combo points again, the countdown continues to go on the bleed button, but the combo points start building up again on the left-hand side. So you've got the bleed on the right and the combo points on the left. So you know exactly how many combo points you have and when that bleed's going to expire. And right when it hits 0 or right when you see the bleed tick off, you can hit that button again to reapply the bleed. So this one requires, the reason why I think this is such a powerful add-on is, like Rob said, this is an out-of-the-box add-on that works with anything, any ability that you have. It doesn't require any customization. I mean, obviously, it relies on what you've already got. It uses the default bars, buttons, and icons for its GUI. So it doesn't take up any space anywhere. It recycles what you already have. So it's very efficient, it's very condensed, it's very minimal, but still gives you lots and lots of information to plan out your abilities. The downside of it is, yes, it does require you to look at your bars to see it. So if your focus is always the very center of the screen, looking down at the bottom middle is gonna probably be a rough habit for you to get into. But for just something out of the box, if you've never used any buff tracking add-ons at all, period, this is a great place to start. And then you can branch off into more advanced ones, I would say, that, you know, the graphical ones that do other things like include sounds and whatnot. But yeah. Oh, you know what? I wanted to talk about that how the weak auras can kind of do stuff within itself. On my warrior, I was trying to compare, you know, how much damage am I absorbing with shield barrier versus how much damage am I blocking with shield block. And using any kind of damage meter, your shield barrier, you can tell by how much absorbs you have, or how much healing you've done. And, you know, you just parse out, you know, make sure that you're not looking at any, the enraged regeneration, or wait, no, that's the druid one. The warriors have a regenerating one. I can't recall what it is. It's red with four little triangly things at each corner and a face in the middle. I'm a picture person, so for me, I memorize pictures immediately. Names, not so much. So you look at the damage meter and you see how much absorbs you have and say, okay, you know, this is how much damage I'm absorbing with shield barrier. And shield barrier costs anywhere from between 20 to 60 rage, and the more rage you use, the more you absorb. Shield block, it costs exactly 60 rage, so sometimes it's kind of difficult to use it, and you're like, oh man, should I burn a shield barrier, or should I, you know, save up a little bit more and use shield block? And there's no way to track how much damage you have blocked in any of the damage meters that I can find. I cannot find it anywhere. But what I did find is someone made a weak aura that tracked blocking and then recorded, I'm not sure how they did it, but there was snippets of code inside the code that looked like LUA code. And so I'm like, okay, so I've got an add-on that has add-on code inside of it specifically for this function. And what this particular function did was, so when I block, your block lasts for 5 seconds, and whenever the 5 seconds are over, it spits out a little summary in the chat that says you blocked this much damage. And so it would just, you know, keep tallying it up and show you how much damage you blocked. And I was like, this is awesome. You cannot do this with anything in the default game. I wouldn't have been able to do this out of scratch because I probably wouldn't have known where to start, and I was not familiar with what they were using for code. But someone did, and it's so shareable that anybody can pick it up and try it out. So yeah, if you want to get into a little bit more advanced buff tracking, try weak auras. There are simple things you can always do, and you can always branch out on it later and do really more advanced stuff, or look online and try out other people's things. Okay, I've talked too much. Somebody else, go.
All right, well, I guess let's get into our topic discussion here again. And I see a lot of orange letters, so you'll probably be talking again.
Oh, God.
But what we kind of wanted to do with this episode here is, since 5.1 just came out this week, in fact, is just kind of relate what some of these patches, or what some of this patch does to our past episodes or our past topics that we've had. And I know a couple of weeks ago we had a topic on Valor and Justice Points. Someone had asked a question on, well, where do I get Valor? How do I spend Valor? How do I spend Justice? And that kind of thing. And they've actually added a couple things into this patch that give you ways to spend that Valor and Justice Points. And the biggest thing they added this week is upgrading your items. So if you have a blue quality item, you can use 1,500 justice points to upgrade it one time, and the equivalent value or equivalent item level that it will go up is 8, I believe it is. So if you've got a 463, it'll now be a 471, or it'll have the same stats. Now I know there's, I did my shield, and when I upgraded it, it did not change my item level. Now I know, Taylor, I think you had said that you had done yours, and your item level did change.
Yes, it did.
Okay,
I did my pants, and it has not changed.
Yeah, I think it's a glitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too.
It says when you go into the menu at the little upgrade, dude, it tells you that it's going to upgrade, you know, the item level this many points and this many stats and everything. But even still, in game and on the armory, it's not updated for me at least.
Yeah, on the PTR, it updated. So your item level increased, your stats increased. I think the whole weirdness with the item level not showing the increase, the stats have been increased. There's no doubt about that. So you're not losing anything. Definitely. I think it's just a display bug, or it could be an incompatible, like on the PTR, they're not linked to the armory. They're not linked to the mobile app. So I'm making a guess here, but I think implementing it in live, you know, when you go from a small group of people on a PTR to 10 million people, suddenly things start to break, and I think it's just a bug that's going to be fixed. Your item levels are increasing because you are gaining all the benefits and the stats of it. Unfortunately, if your item levels are not increasing, the only negative to that is that if you were trying to get that one item level point to boost yourself up into a new tier, into looking for raid or a new level of looking for raid, then it's going to suck until they fix it. But I am certain it has to be fixed, because all the screenshots, all the demos, everything on the PTR, and like Rob said, even when you go to do it at the ethereal dude, it shows your item level will go from this to this, your stats will go from this to this, and so on. It's just not showing up. So I'm sure it's going to be fixed, just hopefully it's soon, so people can get into their whatever they're trying to get into. But if you're not worried about that, if you're not worried about that and all you want is the stats, you're still going to get the stats, so rock on.
Yeah. So that's with your justice points, but I guess I should mention as well, valor points. With your valor points, you can upgrade epic level items, and what you'll get when you do that is it'll go up 4 item levels. So your, what was it, 483 will go up to 487, and then if you do it again, you'll end up with a 481 item level with your valor points. Now, you want to, since valor points, for most of us anyway, are kind of at a premium, you only get 1,000 a week, and it's, you may still have quite a few reps that you want to buy gear. Taylor, you were saying there's something about this here the other day on what you want to look for when you're upgrading.
Okay, so when we were talking in a previous episode about how you should spend your justice points or how you should spend your valor points, we basically said, well, first you got to unlock the rep, get those item gears. My goodness, is it getting that late already? Get
it is.
Unlock the rep, get your armor or weapons. But now we've got a completely different choice. So you might already be in looking for raid, and you might be in a very high tier of looking for raid. So what you really need to consider now, okay, well, let me back up. If you've got blues, there is no cap on justice points outside of how much you can have at one time. So, you know, you could get to the cap, spend all of it, then get to the cap again the same day, spend all of it, and keep doing that over and over again, and keep upgrading your blues if you wanted to. If you've got those, just do what you want to with the blues, upgrade them if you can, or, you know, get the dungeon drops if you want to. But when you're starting to spend the valor points, this is where you should really take a step back and not make an impulse buy. We talked earlier about how the gear right now, not all of it is very optimal. You know, as a bear tank, I just got my first piece of gear that had dodge on it. The first piece of gear that I cannot reforge dodge into, I just got from the second half of the Terrace of the Endless Spring. So every single one of my other pieces of gear doesn't have a single drop of dodge on it outside of what I reforged. So what I'm probably going to end up doing is I'm going to take a step back and say, okay, what's my least optimal pieces of gear? If you go to a website like Noxic or something like that, you can easily see what your stat priority is. You know, it'll have one stat that's very important. Usually it's a primary stat. But what we're looking at here, what I'm focusing on are the secondary stats. So your hit, expertise, dodge, mastery, crit, haste, and spirit. Did I leave one out? I don't think so.
I think you got them all. You got the important one anyway, which is spirit.
Right. Yep. Some people hear it right now. Some people fear it. So if you've got some suboptimal pieces that don't that are, if you're looking at your stat priority, and let's say there's a piece of gear that you bought and it's, you know, the 489 valor point piece, or heck, let's say it's the 470. Let's say if it's looking for raid 471. It doesn't really matter. The point is, you look at the substats, and let's say they're your bottom two worst stats that you could possibly get. That item, you should not be upgrading. You should not be spending valor points to upgrade the item level and stats on that gear. Yes, you're going to get more of your primary stats because that's what the gear has on it, but your substats that are not useful to you, they're also going to increase, and it's still going to be not useful to you. So you're really going to have to look at your gear, prioritize which pieces are going to need to be upgraded first. But even then, before you buy any upgrade item level upgrades, make sure that there's not valor points that you could spend from a reputation vendor to upgrade that piece if the reputation gear that you can buy with valor doesn't already have the optimal stats on it. You know, let's say the reputation gear also has the same two crappy stats on it, well, at that point, it really doesn't matter. And I would say I wouldn't buy the rep gear, and I wouldn't spend any upgrades on it until it was the last possible piece of gear that I hadn't done anything to. Hopefully that all makes sense, but did I go over that too fast, or that seems all right with you guys?
No, that makes sense. Basically, okay. You know, you've got your stats that matter, and your stats that really aren't that important to your class, and just take a look at your gear first before you decide to make any upgrades.
And I would definitely say, sure. I would say don't buy the upgrades until you've done the looking for raids, because you might get an upgrade from there first. So if you've already done them all for the week, then sit back and say, okay, this is what I want to do. Just in case. It sucks.
I personally won't be spending valor points on upgrading gear if there's still even rep gear that I can purchase from the different factions. Because those are about 90% sure those are going to be better than any gear that I can upgrade right now. So if I can still buy, like I bought the helmet from Shadowpan yesterday, and that was better than any upgrade I could have done.
Right. I mean, it's all going to be very situational, because sometimes, you know, you got to remember, you're spending 1,500 valor points to go up 8 item levels, or you're spending, you know, anywhere between 12 to 2,200 valor points to go up, you know, what is the piece that you're upgrading from? Is it also going to be 8 item levels? Do you know what I mean? So
yeah, what I did was I went from 463 at heroic helmet to 489 the reputation helmet. So
yeah, it's a pretty big increase.
20 almost 30 almost a 30 point jump, and the stats were like infinitely better. So
sure, but that piece you wouldn't have been able to spend valor points on to upgrade anyway, because it was a 463 item.
Right.
You would have had to use justice points. So,
and you can you can only upgrade the justice gear one time. The valor stuff you can do twice, right?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because the justice point. Yeah, it's a tit for tat. It's one lump sum 1,500 justice points for 8 item levels on the 463 gear, or it's increments of 4 item levels at 750 a pop for the valor. It's still the exact same amount of item level increase.
That's weird. Yeah, it doesn't matter then.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at all, except that you can only use the Justice Points gear. You can't use the Justice Points gear on the... I don't know what the item level minimum is. I want to say 470 or 471 or 476 or something. Whatever the first tier of epic item level is, I forget.
476, I think.
Yeah, okay. I think it's 476, yeah.
Any of that Raid Finder stuff that came out of Mogushan Vaults was all 476.
Yeah. I don't know if it applies to the Khorne Direbrew stuff either. That stuff's 470. It might. It might apply to it.
Or the Horseman. Yeah, I was actually thinking about upgrading the rings that I had. Yeah.
So again, it just... So, you know, you just really need to budget, since you only get 1,000 a week and you can only hold on to 3,000 at any given time. So look and see how many item levels increases is this going to be. Are the substats optimal? Does it have spirit on it? I'm a healer. I want spirit on it. Why would I spend points upgrading the item itself if I can purchase with valor points an item that has spirit on it and it's more optimal for me? You know, just take a look and weigh those out, and just be careful when you do that. But the great thing is you've got, if you don't want the rep vendor stuff because you absolutely hate grinding dailies, you now definitely have a way to spend those valor points and spend those justice points, and that's a good thing. All right, let's move on. Let's what do we got here? Commendations. Take it, Hend.
All right. Well, since we're talking reps here with the valor, you know, you need to do the dailies to get the reps, be able to buy the gear with your valor if you're not going to be doing the upgrades, or you don't have any to upgrade at the moment. But once you hit revered with any of these reputations, you can buy a grand commendation. I think they're about 35 to 40 gold each, and what that will get you is 100% rep bonus on your entire account for that reputation.
Entire account.
Yes. So that's cross-faction as well. So, like, if you have an alliance tune on some other server, you know, they will now be getting double rep for whatever faction you buy this for. And it's a one-time thing. You just buy it once and you're done. The one thing I haven't seen is somewhere on the reputation tab or something that shows me which ones I've purchased already. But I'm sure that'll come. I'm sure a lot of people will be asking for that, and they'll get it eventually. But yeah, this is definitely something where you want to do if you have alts. Now, I know, was it you who mentioned this, Rob? And you even mentioned you had an alt that you're in Town Long right now. If you do this and then level 88 and 89 through, you know, Town Long and Dreadways, you're probably going to be into Revered with Shadowpan and Klaxi by the time.
Yeah, somebody did the math on it. I retweeted somebody on Twitter last week that fully did the math on it and told you where you would land up, but it's pretty crazy. Like, I've just started into Town Long on a couple of my alts, and I'm well into Honored already. So if you haven't quested through there, that's a good way to get it too.
Yeah, that's, and you know, as well, there's, so you can get all your reps, you can get all the gear at Revered, but if you're going for the mounts, that's all at Exalted. This is going to cut that time in half what it was before pre-5.1, because even your main character between Revered and Exalted now is cut in half because you're getting twice as much rep. So it's about time they put something in like this, I think. You know, it's especially for altaholics, and we know one or two of those, I think.
I wasn't going to, but man.
You couldn't resist. You couldn't
resist.
Serious,
I got 490s right now, two or three 89s, and a couple 88s. So,
yeah, just make sure you actually do purchase the commendation. I know on Tuesday I was talking to Taylor on Mumble as I was flying to do my Cloud Serpents, telling him about this grand commendation. I got there, did some of my dailies. I'm like, okay, I'm going to see how this works. Went and turned in the first one. I didn't get any bonus. Oh no, I didn't buy my friggin' commendation. So
that was great. He's telling me about the commendation while he's flying over there to get the commendation, and I'm like, "Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna buy all my commendations before I even do anything, so I make sure that I don't leave one out." And he's like, "Yeah, that's a good idea. I should have done that." And then he lands, and he's like, "It's not giving me. Oh crap! I forgot to buy my thing." I'm like, "What?"
Yeah, I know.
Nice. I bought all the ones that I could right away. There's some that I'm still not revered with that I kind of have just been like, don't really care. I haven't gotten that far yet. But yeah, I bought all the ones, like there's like 5 or 6 that I am revered with. I bought all those right away.
Yeah, I think all I still right. have to buy my Klaxi one. But and I'm not revered with Shadow Pan.
Oh, but you know what they did with Klaxi too? You know those little Dread Amber shards that you would pick up? Around the zone, instead of being 20 that you would turn in for rep, they knocked that down to 5.
5?
Oh, wow.
And it's a daily quest, but you only need 5 to turn those in, and you get...
Cool.
Yep, and you get... And that on top of the rep commendation, you know, you get a good chunk just for turning one of those, there are 5 of those in.
Very cool. All right. Now, with this, they've also added in, for transmog, you can now get your guild insignia on your cloak via transmog. Unfortunately, I personally have not been able to get this to work yet. I don't know if it's a problem with Torrens, and I've heard that monks or pandas have had the same problem. But the cloak that you get for guild rep, so there's the what is it, the wrap of unity and the wrap of coordination, I think those are the ones that'll transport you to org. You can use those for transmog now, and apparently these are dynamic cloaks, although I haven't seen it because I have one of them on hand, and it just shows the standard cloak. So but apparently it's supposed to show your guild insignia on there, and you can use it for transmog. So if you want to run around with your guild insignia on your cloak as well as your tabard, you can do that now, assuming it's not bugged out like mine currently is.
Yeah, I'll have to try that. That would be kind of cool. Show some guild pride.
Well, yeah, like I have my priest transmogged into...
Oh, yeah, that would be perfect.
Yeah,
priest.
So, you know, all white.
Yeah, with the tabard, you've got it on the front, and then you'll have this long draping cloak with the logo on the back.
It'll look nice. That's what I was hoping to do, and, you know... I went and tried it, went and bought one last night, and it wasn't showing our guild crest on the cloak, so I don't know what was up with that, but that's torn as well, so I don't know if it's a torn problem. I think Root actually was able to get it to work on his goblin, so I don't know. I'm sure it's something that'll be hot fixed or patched here coming up soon if it is in fact a bug that's causing it not to work.
Yeah, I suppose if people... you know, the squeaky wheel gets the grease if enough people are upset about it.
Yeah. Well, sure something that's not working too, you know. They've got to fix it, so. But anyway, that's another cool transmog thing if you're into the transmog and looking good, like we all are.
Another thing here is with the pet battles, we had Aludra on episode 17, and she talked about an add-on she used called the Pet Journal Enhanced. And now they have kind of baked that into to the pet battle system. So that one is an add-on that you don't really need to use anymore. I know they've kind of updated the whole pet battle system quite a bit. You can upgrade your pets through the battle stones, which is another justice point dump for those people who have been capped out and just didn't care or know what to do with justice points. That's another way that you could spend those. You can buy those stones and actually upgrade your pets from you know, whatever they are to the next level, from rare to uncommon to rare, or you know, however you want to do that.
I think the most important thing that they've added in 5.1 is new macros.
Yeah.
One of the big ones they added was in pets. You can now randomly summon any pet. It's just a simple slash random pet. Now, I haven't had a chance to try this. I actually went out to a movie today.
So I tried it. It works.
But Well, the random pet, but what about listing your favorites? Did you test that part?
I didn't. Okay, so slash random pet will work. 100% random pet. I don't know if random pet space pet one comma pet two comma pet three comma will summon from a list of those specific pets randomly. I don't know. I spaced that out. I forgot to try that. I tried random mount. That didn't work. I tried random ground mount, random flying mount. That didn't work either. And I was like, dang it! So if that's anywhere, if I missed the random mount macro, let me know. Because I want the random mount macro.
That's an important one, yeah.
I'm losing so much money buying all these mounts when I hit Exalted with the new faction. It's like, okay, let me go buy five more mounts.
I know. I had to have those goats from the tillers, man. Those exhausts.
Every single one, man.
Yeah, I didn't buy all my Cloud Serpents yet. I just got the one that I get from that, because I'm trying to save up to get all the Panthers rather than all the Cloud Serpents. So I got to be a little frugal with my gold at the moment. Because those things are expensive.
I know exactly what you're saying. They're breaking me, those things.
Right. What are you down to? Like, you're down to like 700,000 now?
Yeah. Every time I spend one gold, I kind of feel a little bit like this. That's exactly how I feel. As I'm going broke. Right. So, that means it's time for shout-outs. So, Hen, let's kick it off with...
Yes, it does. We'll start out by giving a shout-out to our guildies, the Hordelies on the Deathwing server. And as well, I want to give a shout-out to Rebecca. She wrote a 5-page comment on the Warlock show. If you haven't read it, and you do play a Warlock, I'd suggest you go read it. It's actually a really good read and really thought-out points. And as well, you know, she went back and forth with Rob and I on Twitter a bit this week as well. You know, she's just definitely deserves a shout-out along with everyone else there.
So follow Tank That Reb on Twitter. Do it. And at Wowhoof.
Oh, it's a different... That
it's
a different
yeah, it's a different Rebecca.
Oh, it's a different Rebecca! Oh, crap!
Gumbag. Oh, you can still follow Tank That Reb. She's cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so Rebecca, so go to the blog and see if Rebecca left some follow information.
I'm gonna look. It's Becca Godfrey.
Yeah, that's the one I think. Okay. Yeah.
Dang it. Her. I'm really sorry. That was Hen's shout out, not mine. All right. Well, I want to give a big thank you to Rebecca and to all of our other listeners that are patient with my idiocy and inability to differentiate people with the same name. And thanks for all our Facebook and Twitter followers. And thanks for commenting on the blog and everywhere else, especially Rebecca, who commented on the blog. Thank you.
What Rebecca are you talking about?
The Rebecca that Hand wrote in the show notes. That Rebecca.
Oh, dude. I want to thank everybody on Facebook and Twitter as well. Alex Buckner and Noel and Pardo and a lot of guys have been DMing back and forth. We've been talking a little bit of shop. You know, one guy was asking about my opinion on some of the classes and whatnot. So it's just cool to be able to have that kind of interaction. It really makes what we do here worth it to be able to go, you know, even outside the show and talk game and just it's really cool. So I appreciate all you guys who do that. I know I've been a little bit quiet on the social networks lately. I've been kind of not sick, but kind of fighting it off a little bit again. So I'll see about getting back out there and post a bunch of stupid stuff for you guys to share to your friends to annoy all them. So thanks a lot. Love you guys. I love you guys.
All right. Before I get into the 5-star reviews here, I just want to plug the Stoppies. They're a podcast award put on by the Stopcast podcast. This is the second annual, so you can go to stopcast.net and nominate your favorite podcast or even us, if you like. There's the top eight categories are all kind of the serious ones. Once you get past the top eight, they kind of get a little silly after that. So you can nominate for that one as the rest as well, if you like. But yeah, I'd just head over there and nominate your favorite podcasts for some of these awards.
Is there a nomination section for the most us in a podcast? Because I'm totally voting for you if that's in there.
There might be. I don't know. Maybe there's a write-in category. You can see.
Right in, right on.
Exactly.
Right on. Applied directly to the forehead.
Okay, we did get one 5-star this week. By Hot in the City. They say it just keeps getting better. Hand Hoof It and Rob, or Hot Pox, you altaholic, I don't know what to call you, have really found their groove, and I can't believe I hadn't reviewed them already. Great guests, good advice, interesting. Keep up the great work, guys. I forgive you for being misguided, Horde. I think she, or whoever this is.
Well, there's a little heart icon. I'm pretty sure that's a gal.
Yeah, well, she says misguided horde. I mean, we're getting rid of Garrosh soon enough, so we're not going to be misguided horde for right. long. We're going to be super awesome again. Yeah. I think she left out a word in there, like misguided but most awesome horde. I think that was missing out of there, probably. That's my guess.
Is right.
Yeah, nobody else could see these unless they actually go to iTunes and give us a 5-star review, like you should be doing now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that about does it for episode number 22, the big deuce of the Training Dummies. Be sure to check out our website at thetrainingdummies.com, and if you'd like to contact any of us or the show, our information is there. What's going on?
The deuce?
Deuce, double deuce.
Oh my goodness.
Make sure to leave comments on the episodes, and you can also like us at facebook.com/thetrainingdummies or follow us on Twitter @trainingdummies and subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. If you do have any questions, don't hesitate to send us an email or record an MP3 and send it to the show @thetrainingdummies.com.
Goodbye, everybody.
Deuce.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo!